The major television networks are deciding how much to charge for commercial time during the fall season. Last year, the networks raised ad rates sharply, but their audience share is shrinking. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
For the advertising industry, May is party time. Each year, the big TV networks invite ad executives and media buyers to New York to preview their upcoming fall programs. Tonight, Fox TV is throwing a party at the Central Park Boathouse. Hundreds of people have turned out. Right now, the cast of a new show called Related by Family is being ushered through a tent where cameramen and still photographers take their pictures. All this is Fox's way of trying to create a little buzz about its new program schedule. Over the next few days, Fox and the other networks will start negotiating ad rates, a period called the upfront market, and they want to show advertisers they can generate strong ratings. Not everyone is convinced. Tim Spengler of Initiative Media has been to all the network presentations, and he isn't all that impressed by what he's seeing.
It looked like there were a few shows that had some promise. I don't think there was anything that felt like a breakout hit across the entire audience.
But Spengler, who helps companies decide where to place their ad dollars, says he'll no doubt keep advertising with the networks, and he may even have to pay more for the privilege.
Well, you know, we liken it to beachfront property. Everyone wants to live in the beach, live out the beach, and the beach is eroding.
What's happening is that the network TV share of the audience continues to fall. With cable, pay TV, and the VCR eating into their market share, it's harder and harder for the networks to attract the big audiences they used to. None of the networks had a major hit last year. Harold Vogel is a longtime industry analyst. Vogel says the old model of how the networks make money is breaking down.
The TV networks basically have a diminished role to play in the media landscape. They are still powerful. They're still seen by many, many people. They have influence, but they are not as efficient or as useful or as needed as they once were.
But paradoxically, even as their ratings have shrunk, the networks have been able to command higher and higher rates for their commercial time. Brad Adgate of Horizon Media notes that the networks raked in $9.3 billion during the first 3 days of rate negotiations last year.
That was a record. Yeah, it was about 50% increase from the previous year, despite all this talk about the recession and the slowness and the recovery and everything. There was still a lot of dollars going to the broadcast networks last year.
And Adgate expects rates will probably rise again somewhat by the time this year's negotiations are finished. The networks are benefiting from several factors. First, Adgate says the economy has become much more diversified.
There's more and more product categories out there advertising, whether they're pharmaceuticals, which can now advertise on TV, or whether it's DVDs or cell phones or the Internet. And there are products that didn't exist 5 or 10 years ago that want to brand themselves.
And those advertisers still need the networks to reach the broadest possible audience. David Poltrack, CBS Executive Vice President for Research and Planning, says there are plenty of new cable channels, and collectively they're taking viewers from the networks. But cable programs don't tend to have the kind of broad reach that the biggest network hits have.
The American Idols, the CSIs, the Friends, the shows like that are in a category all by themselves. And they're the shows that advertisers want. They're these high-reach shows that basically have a cultural aspect to them beyond just the sheer numbers. Those are the rare commodities that the networks have that no one else has.
And Poltrack says those networks with big hits are able to leverage them by packaging them with lower-rated programs and driving up the rates they charge across the board. That means networks without a really big hit, such as ABC, are at a distinct disadvantage right now. Most analysts say that the boom in network ad rates won't last forever. Media analyst Harold Vogel says, for one thing, the cable TV industry is getting a lot better at appealing to advertisers.
Cable has become much more aggressive and desirable for advertisers to buy into. And as a result of all of that, cable will be up very smartly, double-digit territory in the upfront market.
Vogel says there are also lots of new venues for advertising, such as the Internet. American Express recently created several long-form commercials featuring Jerry Seinfeld and Superman. They're designed to run exclusively over the web.
You just duck into this phone booth.
Phone booth. That's original.
That's right, Short Shorts. You may be invulnerable to physical harm, but I'm invulnerable to damage, theft, or things bouncing off of a superhero's chest within 90 days of purchase.
There's also been a big rise in the use of product placements, in which companies pay to have their brands inserted into the storylines of programs. All that could make the competition for advertising dollars much more competitive. But for now, the networks have something advertisers want, and so far at least, they're willing to pay to get it. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.